Donc maintenant, après avoir rencontré Michael Vorfeld tout à l'heure, nous sommes avec Greg Pope, qui est donc le fondateur du collectif Loufoal Cinema, qui est donc venu ici à l'espace multimédia Grantenaire proposer une performance. Donc, nice to meet you, Greg.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for the show.
My pleasure.
And the first question, could you explain the origin of your project on and particularly your collective called
Loufoal
Cinema.
Loufoal
Sorry
Cinema.
For the pronunciation.
That's all right. This grew out of actually another collective called Situation Cinema, and this is when I was actually interested in situationists, and then
like Debord,
yeah,
yes.
We're. And then I also, I mean, I had a vague idea of this, not a good idea of it, but anyway, Loufoal Cinema was a collective of artists, some filmmakers, but some fine artists who were not filmmakers, who came together around the idea of live performance of film. So it's like a theater of cinema.
Okay, and when was the foundation?
That was from the early 90s to the end of the 90s, basically the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the others?
Situation Cinema was pre that. It was in the late 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you work with what kind of materials you use?
Well, mostly with film, 16mm film, but now I work with also DS, slide projection, but it's all based on my idea is to look backwards to go forwards. So I look at pre-cinema, magic lanterns, and all this idea of everything that happened before cinema was invented. Jup, Lumiere Brothers, 1896, 1895. And so I look at this area to make my material now.
Okay.
So this is the idea.
Okay. And other question, and last question maybe, if you have one recommendation, one name of maybe another artist that you know, a friend of you or others, or maybe one book, or maybe another collective that you could recommend for, and we could discover the works for the library, maybe.
Well, I work now, I live in Norway,
yeah.
And I work a lot with a guy called Lasse Mohaug.
It's a Norwegian guy?
Norwegian guy, yes. And he is also publishes work, he's a musician, but he also publishes a lot of material.
Okay.
Like fanzines.
Fanzines.
Yeah, and he publishes a series of fanzines called Personal Best.
Okay. That's
now he's just publishing now number 5.
Okay, and you work with him?
Yes, I work with him.
Okay.
And I'm working with him next year, and he's an amazing artist.
Yes,
actually.
And the fanzine, which it's a numerical fanzine or paper fanzine?
It's paper fanzine. Paper fanzine. It's a
solid
copy.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's called Personal Best. So he's had Personal Best 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Now I think it's 5 just coming, or maybe 6 just coming. But it's interviews with other artists, musicians, filmmakers. It's a beautiful publication.
Perfect.
So I advise you to get Personal Best.
We will try to find this this
I can tell you the connection.
Yes, because it's difficult for us to
it's in English.
Yes, but
yeah.
I mean, it's difficult because we are here in France to maybe for the diffusion, but
yes,
if we have a link,
I tell you who diffuses it.
Yes.
It's Jérôme Matemkin.
Ah, okay.
They have they publish
okay.
they diffuse it in
we
France.
Can the fanzine with the Metempian association with your
exactly
own. Okay, perfectly. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you again.
No problem.